Good morning. How are you?
Very well. Thank you so much for your time. Well, 13-year high on the road toll last year, and of course it's been a tragic start to 2023. I guess the obvious question, Joshua, is what can be done to prevent accidents and deaths on our roads?
Look, there's a number of things, and you're right. It's been a terrible start to the road toll in 2023, and coming off the back of one of the worst road tolls we've had in recent times. You know, it comes back to the fatal five, really. You ask what's contributing. At the risk of sounding like a bit of a broken record, it's the fatal five, same old story. You look at the stats, they are all contributing. Speeding, drink driving, drug driving, distraction, fatigue, and even not wearing a seatbelt. So I think you need to look at the causes and ways to address all five of them, really.
The big one I noticed over the last weekend, Joshua, was the fact that distraction driving. I was watching one person who was, on their mobile phone, because you could see that they were kept looking down at their mobile phone, and they were all over the road to some point where we actually had to back off, and it was really concerning.
Look, last year, you're quite right. It's becoming a bit of a scourge on the roads, unfortunately, Daniel. I mean, in 2022, around 170,000 people in Queensland were caught using a mobile phone or not wearing a seatbelt. So, and there's hefty fines. So you've got to wonder, there's public warnings and there's hefty fines and a lot of investment in advertising as well by the government. So you've got to think, this is probably not people not knowing the rules, but because no driver can honestly, or no listener to your program can honestly say they didn't know it was illegal to either drink or drive, or not wear a seatbelt, or use a phone while they're behind the wheel. So is there something cultural that we need to address? And I think that's what some of the ideas that RACQ took to last week's roundtable.
So in relation to that, you mentioned there about the Queensland government and an education or at least some advertising campaign. I know in my previous life in Victoria, we had the TAC, and one of the big commercials was, they're quite confronting commercials of distraction, of, you know, fatigue, all that kind of stuff. But yet we're not seeing that on our TV screens or anything like that. And as I say, they were quite graphic commercials, but it got the message across.
Yeah, look, we do believe that there needs to be a bit of a rethink about how awareness and education campaigns about road safety are developed and implemented and ultimately rolled out. We believe there's reason to believe that Queensland has a bit of a driving culture problem right now. We think whether it's COVID or whether other events in the past while have contributed to that, but we do need a bit of a cultural change. We need long-lasting behaviour change to not only bring our road toll down, but to keep it down. And that may not be an overnight thing. That may take some time. Yeah. But, you know, the reason why we say we've got a culture problem is that many motorists are just knowingly breaking the law. You know, and as I say, the government's done a lot of work. They've increased fines. They've increased penalties for these sorts of offences. But, you know, we would like to see consideration of education campaigns and programs that reset how we usually run campaigns. We think peer-to-peer or local-to-local campaigns that are targeted at individual regions and individual communities should be explored. You know, we would see targeted sort of regional campaigns like, you know, Wide Bay, Bundaberg area, championed by locals, not authority figures, not police officers, but locals in the community. It could be the local servo or the local roadhouse even, or could be the local car dealer or experienced motorbike riders mentoring other motorbike riders or educating them, talking to them about road safety. You look at the stats, motorbike fatalities are a significant spike in recent years. Yeah. So let's be evidence-based and let's look at the stats about what's driving our road toll up, and let's look at what's driving that up and have an appetite, have an attitude to try new things. And we also think police presence, that's another suggestion or recommendation that RACQ took to the round table last week. Just greater visibility, we believe, changes driver behaviour, particularly in problem areas. There's a regional Queensland story on our road toll. You know, there's a disproportionate number of fatalities occurring in our regions. And we believe it may have something to do with just having more police numbers on the ground. Not necessarily about enforcement. That's only just one part of why you have police on the on the ground.
Just that visual, isn't it?
On the ground. Just the visual, the greater visibility. And we regularly survey our members about road safety. And this is one thing, greater police presence and visibility. This is one thing that they overwhelmingly support loud and clear. More than 80% of our members last year told us that there should be an increased on-the-road police patrol presence to address unsafe driving.
Joshua Cooney is the General Manager for Advocacy for RACQ. Just finally, Joshua, of those recommendations that were put to the roundtable discussion last week, what would you like to see in the short term?
The two things that we just touched on, we believe greater police presence as well as more investment in different styles of education programs and campaigns to get to the motorists who we're just not getting to at the moment. We believe if you do those two things, some immediate positive changes could occur on our roads.
But it's a long, drawn-out process for sure. Joshua, I really do appreciate your time this morning.
Thank you, Daniel.
Thank you. That's Joshua Cooney, the General Manager for Advocacy for RACQ, joining us on 1332 4BU.